Britain in autumn. It's cold, it's broke, it's Birmingham, and bloody hell, it's that time of the month. This is The Science Show, yes, in Birmingham at the British Science Festival. I'm Robin Williams on ABC Radio National. About to speak to Lord Sainsbury about GM, Robin Dunbar about Facebook, and Mike Hume about ClimateGate. But the really good news from the festival, from Dr. Thelma Lovick, a neuroscientist, is that they may well have found the answer to those menstruation blues.
Well, they become basically a bit unhinged. They become irrational, they'll fly off the handle, they'll get cross with their kids, they'll shout at their husband, they can become generally a bit aggressive. Not a good thing. It upsets their work environment, it irritates their bosses, their friends, and it's just a very unfortunate time, and it's out of their control. I think that's the most important thing to remember. It's the hormones that are doing it.
Right, so why should it take place? What is the key ingredient in their physiological makeup that's making this happen?
Well, women's hormones cycle, and one of the hormones that cycles is one called progesterone. And this is a hormone that's really important for nourishing the lining of the uterus, the womb. It gets it ready during the last half of the cycle for the implantation of a fertilized egg. And if that doesn't occur, then levels of progesterone fall. Now, progesterone is a hormone, so it circulates in the bloodstream, and this means it can get through to the brain. And when it gets through to the brain, it acts on nerve cells in those circuits that are involved in controlling emotions. And it seems to be the fall in brain levels of progesterone, which is the trigger for these difficult periods, the premenstrual period.
As it goes down during 3 or 4 days, that's when the crunch sets in. Why should the crunch be there? It seems to be an awful inefficient part of nature for that to take place.
Well, I couldn't agree more, but I didn't design it.
Another problem of bad design. Anyway, what have you found in terms of what kind of ingredient might alleviate that process?
Well, I should probably point out that our work has shown that it is not actually progesterone itself that causes the trouble. It's one of its breakdown products. And when progesterone gets broken down, a substance called allopregnanolone, which we called allo for short, is produced, and it's allo that produces the problem. It acts, effectively reduces the normal inhibitory effects that are keeping the lid on our emotion-producing circuits.
So this side effect is the problem. What have you found in terms of treatment for that side effect?
Well, my thinking behind all this was that if it's the sudden fall in allo levels at the end of the menstrual cycle that's the trigger for causing these psychological problems, if we could find a drug that would temporarily raise allopregnanolone levels artificially at the time that they're falling, then we would smooth out the fall and maybe we would effectively remove the trigger that starts the symptoms. And so we've been looking for a drug that raises brain allo levels, and we found one in the antidepressant fluoxetine. And this is a drug that is commonly prescribed as an antidepressant, and it actually acts on the brain's chemical serotonin. But if you give it in very low doses, below the threshold where it acts on serotonin systems, it raises brain allo levels. And so what we've done in our basic research in rats is to give them a short term, in fact one injection of fluoxetine. This raises their brain allo levels at the right time, and it completely prevents the increased anxiety that we see in rats during their equivalent of the premenstrual period.
Anxiety in rats. Now, this is something that's presumably you're able to discern it, because otherwise you can't actually ask a rat where it's feeling pissed off.
Well, that's absolutely true. Yeah, we do have a number of tests that we can use, and these are commonly used tests for anxiety that have been well validated. So we've used a couple of these tests, and yeah, rats do become more anxious. And if you can translate that into premenstrual symptoms in women, yeah, rats do have a premenstrual period.
Now, the good news is, I suppose, that this drug, this chemical, is commonly known as Prozac, and so it's been tested, and you could bring it in as a treatment for the syndrome we're talking about. But would there be any problem with effects psychologically? Would there, you know, so Prozac has been a slightly controversial drug.
Well, the thing about using Prozac for premenstrual tension is that we would be using very low doses. The dose of Prozac that you need to raise brain allo levels is about the tenth that you need to change serotonin levels, which is the chemical that you're targeting in depression. So I think that Prozac, or fluoxetine I should call it, is potentially very safe for development of the treatment of PMS.
And you're only taking it briefly anyway?
Yeah, you'd only be taking it for about a week. I suspect that the best time to take it would be when you first feel the symptoms coming on, or somebody tells you they're coming on, and you take it until your period starts.
No tests with people so far?
Well, in the United States, there have been some reports of patients taking Prozac intermittently, but only with the high dose, and I don't think this is a good thing. We don't need this high dose for PMS, so the correct clinical trials, in my opinion, haven't been done yet.
I can imagine the various people who are listening might decide if they get hold of Prozac and cut it up, they could start treating themselves. Is this a wise thing?
It's never a wise thing to self-medicate because you could run into problems. But the fact is that Prozac, even at the high doses, is a relatively safe drug.
And the problem that we've been talking about is enormous. Any idea what it costs the nation or nations where it's been studied?
Well, there's just one trial that I know about, and it was estimated in the region of $2,000 or $3,000 per employer per year.
I see, quite extraordinary. What's the next stage for you? You publish and then clinical trials far away?
Well, what I would like is to encourage somebody to get GPs together to start this intermittent dosing with low-dose fluoxetine and to carefully monitor women and see if it really is effective.
And that could be, what, months away?
It could be set up, given the funding, which is always a problem. It could be set up, I think, within about 6 months, and we should get the answer within a couple of years.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Thelma Lovick, Department of Physiology, University of Birmingham, who scored the British newspapers big time with that research.